Now,
the rest of the story. You plan a murder, make sure it's worth it. Dick Hickok and Perry Smith planned a murder. They planned four murders on the same day. Their incentive was a fortune locked in a wall safe. I said their incentive was a fortune locked in a wall safe, and there must be no witnesses. Dick must have repeated that 100 times as he and Perry plotted the crime. There must be no witnesses. Their target was the Clutter home. Dick had learned from a former employee the floor plan, the family's habits, and most important of all, the location of the safe. According to Dick's source, the safe was concealed in the wall, behind the desk, in Mr. Clutter's office. The scheme was concocted over beers in a hotel room. Dick and Perry rehearsed it incessantly. A surefire cinch. Dick kept calling it. But whoever saw them would have to go. Those were his words. No witnesses. He said it over and over and over. No witnesses. Then the evening arrived. An unlocked side door led Dick and Perry conveniently to the ground floor office. There must be no slip-ups. A fortune in cash was at stake. The intruders waited for a moment in the moonlight-bathed darkness. Then Perry closed the Venetian blinds and Dick turned on his flashlight. There was the desk. And the paneled wall behind. And the prize was beckoning. Had the Clutter family only not been home that night. But the family was home. Mr. and Mrs. Clutter, their son Kenyon, and their daughter Nancy. And they paid for their presence in the house with their lives. Remember, Dick had emphasized, as he and Perry had plotted, no witnesses. And so there were none. None that lived to tell. What police discovered at the scene of the crime turned them away blanched and nauseated. There was Herb Clutter wearing striped pajamas, ankles bound, mouth taped, throat cut. His wife Bonnie tied to the footboard of her bed, shot in the head. Kenyon, their son, bound and gagged, shot in the head. Nancy, their daughter, similarly disposed of. But this is the rest of the story. The murders for profit you have just relived became the most famous in all Kansas history. Author Truman Capote wrote about them in his best-known book, which became a motion picture. It was titled In Cold Blood. The murderers were caught and were executed. The punishment hardly seemed adequate. For the murders themselves had not been coincidental to the theft. They had been coldly calculated. And to this awful chapter in the greater saga of the crime, let this significant postscript be added. Murderer Dick Hickok's source, the former employee of the Clutters, the man who had told Dick about the wall safe and the fortune, he had been wrong. There was no wall safe in the Clutter house. There was no fortune. Only the cash in Mr. Clutter's billfold and in his wife's purse. The fortune for which two people had committed mass murder, $40. $40. $10 per life. And now you know the rest of the story.